This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As we all reset our expectations for 2020, blowing through Plan A, Plan B, and sometimes even Plan C, hip-hop artist Nisha Nashe offers a fascinating case study in making the most of what you have.
Don't forget to tell your people that you love them. Don't forget to live it up your best days. Don't forget to be grateful when you up one. Don't forget to be thankful when you wear. You can have the money and the fame and attention. What's that really matter? Cause you can't take it with you. People know your name.
Nashe, who's been on a steady upward trajectory across Michigan stages, started the year with Roc Nation Records. She's toured with Big Sean and other artists of note. By the time this spring rolled around, the deal foundered, and she and her manager were making plans for independent releases. Nashe has been dropping songs and videos this year with intention and charting a path toward a wider audience, even as the lockdown proceeds. Nisha Nashe, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Well, in the past year, you had, 2020 was supposed to be a big year business-wise for you. You had negotiated a contract with Roc Records and had this plan to build an even bigger audience for your music on top of your gains for the past couple of years. Could we just, before we talk about what happened next, could you just tell us a little bit about what it took to get you to that point in your career?
Well, I started off signed to an independent label called Federation Music Group. And we partnered up to, collab with Roc Nation on a venture and everything. And Roc Nation just had happened to get a new president, and they ended up, releasing a couple artists. But I still have a really strong relationship with them, and, they're super cool. And when I did sign with them, we ended up putting out the video for I'ma Go Crazy. And I put out an EP called Queening through them. And they both did really well. It was a great learning experience for me. Just, I feel like, sometimes in life when you, when you're a new artist, you just, the deals and all that sounds really amazing and the money and all that. But I've been finding myself being way more productive and hands-on and just, feeling more like myself being independent. So, I believe everything happens for a reason. And I'm grateful to have exceeded the amount of success I have thus far at my age.
A lot of your recent work upends what I think people may expect of artists. Your songs are as likely to be about staying centered and really valuing the people in your life as they are to be about relationships or, getting somewhere in your career. How do you see audience reacting to a song like New Day?
I come way too far to look back. I pick it all up right where I left. I know that they can't stand it, I'm blessed. But these niggas gon' have to take this shit to the chest. Cause I made a promise, make it regardless. I just let them gossip, I don't beg no pardons. I need my deposit, I ain't with the talking. I know I was chosen, focused on my focus. Bouncing up with bosses, bounce back from my losses. Crossing me gon' cost them. Coming from the bottom's only part of my story.
I believe that my audience that I've grown over the past 5-6 years have come to be more of a cult following, to where it doesn't really matter what I put out, but the people that really support me and rock with me, they're receiving, my new transformation, my transition. I've started coming differently as far as my writing and the message behind my music. Yeah, being centered around being able to, keep going and stay focused and be hard working outside of the trials and tribulations you experience. So, people love new days. They love the things change. My more personable records, they're setting with people, but I think I just have to, continue to be me, and they'll catch on.
Was there a time when you might have been a little more hesitant to talk about those things in songs and reveal those parts of yourself?
Absolutely. When I first started doing the music, I was hesitant and fearful, and I was kind of confused, and I was just listening to what everybody felt was right for me to be putting out there, and then I had to tap into my truth and just live through it on my own. I couldn't let people live my truth for me, so that's where I became more comfortable and, just telling my story. I don't tell my story for people to feel bad for me. I tell it for people alike that can relate and find a light in my story and how I overcame my obstacles. So,
when you first started with your writing, would you say that your songs were more about trying to conjure better things for yourself or more focused on expressing hard things that were your reality at that time?
I think when I first started writing music, it was more of an expression for me. I didn't know if it would ever make sense or make sense to other people, but I just knew it was a way for me to release, you know, things that I couldn't during the day normally. Like, I find peace in writing my feelings down. And, you know, like I said, when I first started doing the music, I had a lot of opinions and I had a lot of people telling me, you know, what kind of music they wanted me to make and what I should be sounding like and all these other things. So, you know, it just took me waking up one day and realizing that my amount of success is going to be based off of the work I put in and how I feel about the music I put out and how I feel about myself. Like, it really doesn't matter what people think of me and their opinions and all those other things. So now it's about expressing myself and knowing that I have a purpose and people that are listening to me and a fan base. So,
is there a song that you think marks the beginning of that period in your writing when you really just started to follow your own voice?
Things Change.
'Cause what will I be if everything stays the same? I pray that I still hold it down even when I go away. It's okay. You gon' lose some people that you really want to stay. I really felt like giving up. I had people say I'm nothing. I had people call me dumb. I don't look back on my losses. I just keep on moving up. All the things that I've been through, who'd ever thought I was the one? You know I come from the bottom. Had to grind to get it up. Lost my mom when I was younger. Made it hard for me to love. And my dad ain't been around. It made it hard for me to trust. Had to turn my life to music before I turned my life to drugs. Things change. 'Cause what will I be?
That was this year that I put that out, and I was in the studio. When I wrote that record, I was thinking about how I struggled, you know, so much in my life to accept change and losing people and relationships not working that I thought would work and et cetera. And, you know, just to put out there that it's okay for change. It's okay to accept it. It's okay for things not to go how you plan them to, you know?
Now they asking for forgiveness. I just had to let it go and just get focused on my business. Rather be up in the field than be warming up these hoes. Rather get up on my than be sitting around these hoes. I can't stand wasting my time. I'd rather be getting my ticket. What do I really be doing if it's not making a difference? I get discouraged sometimes when I'm putting in the grind. That's why I keep people around me that be on the same time. Don't think I'm better than nobody. We can all get us some shine.
The video for Things Change is really, really personal. It feels really personal. It's a shoot with you and your sister. Mm-hmm. It's your sister, right?
Yep, that's my sister.
Yeah, and you two, you know, spent some time at the shoot at, I believe it's your mom's grave.
Yep.
That's a lot to let people in on.
Yeah, that was actually surreal for me because it had been a few years, actually. You know, I haven't gone to see my mother since she passed. So, you know, going with my sister actually was something that we probably both needed in order just to move on in a way and just to connect on that. Because my sister and I deal with things so differently. We never really talked about our mom passing or anything. We kind of just went about life, you know? So I also went back to the basketball court that I used to play basketball at. So that was super cool, too.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about what you and your sister's childhoods were like?
Yes, my sister, she's my only sister. I also have a half-sister, but I don't see her often. We were in foster care for a couple years while we were young, and my father and his new girlfriend came and got us. From then, for a couple years, we, you know, experienced physical abuse and sexual abuse. And we ended up in foster care, and my aunt and my grandpa came and adopted my sister and I, and we were raised by them. and lived pretty beautiful lives thanks to them.
Yeah. A song like Things Change, do you think that's a song that you could have written maybe 5 years ago?
Absolutely not, because I couldn't accept change. I wasn't okay with things becoming different in my life, so.
What do you think it was that made it possible for you to unlock some of that?
Just experiencing different emotions and pain. And, you know, I think that, like Nipsey said, you have to experience all the emotions in life, from anger to happiness. And there's levels to anger and happiness. And, you know, I really had to become more okay with just being me and telling people my story and not worrying about being judged and all those other things. And that gave me the ability just to, you know, write more freely and not overthink when I'm trying to create a record. It just comes from the heart, and that's the realest stuff.
If you're just joining us, my guest is artist Nisha Nashe. She's been dropping a series of very widely listened to singles and EPs over the past 5 years. Do you miss being on stage?
Absolutely. Being on stage is one of my favorite places to be. You know, it's just it gives me the ability to put my physical energy behind the records that people are just hearing online, and I get to actually, you know, connect with my fans in real time. So I do miss it. I can't wait till the world opens back up.
Yeah. There's something that I wanted to ask you about performing that I'm almost not even sure if I should ask, because I think for a lot of women hip-hop artists and R&B artists, there's such a hyper-focus on, you know, looks and how you are on stage. But you have, like, a really strong physicality. I'm not sure if it's because you had a background as a high school athlete or what, but you just, there's a confidence there that I think a lot of artists are just, like, trying to get to but don't really reach. Do you have any thoughts on sort of how you inhabit your stage presence and like how you get yourself physically ready for shows?
I know exactly how it feels to be one of those artists trying to find my confidence and my aura and how I'm going to present myself on stage. I was one of those artists when I first started. I also took artist development classes, which really helped me a lot with my stage presence and my performances. Outside of that, I think it just took me, when I went on tour with Big Sean, I honestly studied this man and all his shows and how he moved and how he dealt with people and how he executed his shows. And it taught me, you know, just I have to put my all in it and I have to be tapped in and aware. And it's just the perfect moment to, you know, like if someone never heard of you or heard of your music before and they just came to the show and happened to see you for the first time, this is your moment to get them to fan you. So I just take my performances very seriously, and I do have confidence, but it took me experiencing shows where people weren't really feeling me in the empty buildings and, you know, those type of things for me to gain the confidence I have now. And my advice to anyone who is trying to find confidence on stage would be to, you know, be around people that have good energy, make sure that you're hydrated, and, you know, just zone out and just be you, because people are either going to love you or hate you, but the only way you can win is by being yourself. I would rather be nobody else. You already know it. Only be me. I can only be myself. 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 Never that you in competition with yourself. AKA get it and I keep it real. My name, my money line, keep bringing. They knew we would make it. It was meant to be. Pretty pennies, the money.
We talked to another artist recently who made a reference to just the exhaustion of being out and being a public presence and supporting other people's shows. And that in, you know, of course, there's a lot of hardship in this time, but that also it's been a bit of a break and a moment when maybe it's okay to step back from some of the things that artists usually do that, frankly, are, you know, take up a lot of time and a lot of emotional energy. Are there things that this period is doing for you creatively?
Absolutely. I have learned to record myself on Pro Tools 10, and I dropped my own lash line because I've always loved lashes. I have learned how to do certain like edits and mixes on my records. And I think that it just, this pandemic has given me an opportunity just to be more connecting with my sexuality and my beauty and my creativity and my thoughts and my peace, and gives me more time to meditate. So yeah, I got the studio at the house, and whenever I feel like I can catch a vibe or I want to record some music, I just get right to the studio, like, and it's beautiful. I've loved every moment of it.
You know, it's funny. There was a time when being a bedroom producer was an optional thing, and yeah. now it's like the only thing.
Yeah, saves you money, and you know, you don't have to worry about any, you know, COVID things going on. Like, it's just, it's like the most safe place right now is the house.
Totally. Do you have any long-term plans to drop a full album?
Absolutely. I haven't dropped any albums thus far in my career, but I do plan on, you know, if not the end of this year, hopefully 2021, I will, you know, lock into artist album creative mode, and I'll put out my first big album.
Is there in some ways maybe a benefit to just sort of having songs that you can drop like breadcrumbs, and people can just get a little taste here and a little taste there? I mean, at the stage in where you are, is there some benefit to that?
I believe that if you can stay consistent, as other legendary artists have, in, you know, putting content out there and releasing, you know, good songs, not all the songs will take. They won't always blow up or get all the views you think they will. But as long as it's out there, it's almost like preparing yourself for your future. You put all these records out and et cetera, like Russ did. This is something someone was talking to me about a few days ago. You put all these records out. He had a whole catalog on SoundCloud that he had put out prior to signing his deal. After he signed his deal, all those records that he put out, you know, got more views and blew up beyond what they had due to the machine that he now suddenly had behind him. Not only that, with those songs that he released were his, so he got all those royalties and so it's just about having, you know, like a structured plan and being innovative about putting music out. Yeah, you could put music out back to back, but it's like, what are you doing differently that's making your music stand out from all the other people dropping music back to back and things like that? My main goal is just to be consistent and just to keep growing as an artist creatively. I mean, I know that I've come a long way with my writing and the quality of my music and my performances and everything, and I know it'll only get better from here.
Nisha Nishe, it's been awesome talking to you. Thank you for taking a couple minutes with us.
Yay, of course. Thank you for talking to me. It was wonderful. You have amazing questions.
You take care of yourself, okay?
You too, Queen. Thank you.
Arts and culture coverage on Stateside is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.